This is a very important issue that Finance Minister Tito Mboweni brought up last week. You know, just when the eat holes debate starts to die down, every now and then something else comes up that reminds us of just how bitter we feel as citizens of Gauteng of having to pay these eat holes. Now, last week, and in fact, it was a day after the budget speech on Friday or so, three mayors from Ekurhuleni, Tshwane and Sedibeng came out and they actually rejected Tito Mboweni's call for the user pay principle to be enforced. And you know, that's because he didn't give anything, he didn't give a final sort of decision in his mini budget on Thursday as to whether we should be paying for e-tolls or not. But he certainly showed a leaning towards that in the way his speech was phrased. And it upset a lot of people. We had Alta on the show. We had lots of people saying we refuse to pay and government must simply find another way to finance it. So it looks as though certain government officials have been giving this a lot of thought. And we thought we would bring into the conversation Jacob Mamabolo. He's the MEC of Public Roads in this province, and he has been applying his mind to this together with other officials very, very well. And we thought we would try and pick his brain on exactly what he believes the solutions are. So MEC, good afternoon. Thank you for your time, first of all. And I must ask you, do you agree or disagree with Tito Mboweni that the user pay principle must apply here?
Thanks very much for the opportunity, and let me greet all the listeners. Now, let me just reaffirm the principal standpoint of the province, which is well known that our preference is, and our position, which still stands, is that the Gauteng residents should be relieved or be exempted from the burden of paying for the e-tolls. We have made a detailed and comprehensive, very convincing proposal or input into the process that is being announced by the president and led by Minister of Transport. It includes our Premier and the Minister of Finance. Now, you would recall that the Minister of Transport posted the medium-term budget policy statement, did say that in 2 weeks' time, an announcement will be made, and he clearly said there will be a process of engagement with us as the provincial government, including and most importantly on the proposal we have submitted. Right. And we strongly believe that, and you'll have seen our statement, and I would like to keep it to that level, which is let's await that process. We are eagerly looking forward to the engagement and interaction, and we shouldn't preempt that. I don't think it would be correct to do that, but we are very positive that the proposal that we have made is so resounding and very convincing that we should be able to reach a point of convergence and consensus on the solution that we have proposed.
Right, and this is of course
it all. So that's what our appeal. That 2 weeks announced last week, almost on the eve of that.
Yes.
And I think we should await that.
All right. Look, I'm not going to ask you to go into details because you're obviously not at liberty to discuss the details at this point. But we know you've been hosting this provincial road safety seminar, and among other things. And what interested me was your comment to ENCA about the fact that you're looking at a model that could potentially deal with maintenance of our roads, payment for e-tolls, and future maintenance that will need to be done. And that interests me. It seems to me you're looking at some other revenue models that could really work quite well in Gauteng.
Yes, absolutely. Remember that during the State of the Province address by Honourable Premier David Makhura, he even said as a province, given the seriousness of this matter on the residents of Gauteng, we are prepared as a province to make a financial contribution. And I would like to also emphasize that it is very much important that this matter is resolved urgently because of the critical importance to the economy, to freight, to movement of people that the Gauteng Road Network constitute. So we are not just looking at a solution narrowly to the debt relating to the e-toll, but we are also looking at, remember, the expansion of or the Gauteng Freeway Improvement Project included almost three phases, and it was only phase one that was done. So we are interested in first keeping the current roads in good condition, and that's what our model is speaking to. We are looking at expansion of new roads to strengthen the capacity of the road network to support the economy. We are also definitely looking at, even when we expand the new road network, we must also still take into account the cost of maintaining that. So our model, as we say, is a convincing, strong, powerful input. That is why we are confident that that model is going to bring an everlasting, forever, permanent solution to not just the e-toll, but to financing the road network, even moving deep into the future. And that's the extent of our confidence levels. But as I said, let's await this process. But we are quite confident that the road network in Gauteng will continue to be the backbone and pillar of the economy in the transit period that we are looking at migrating to the rail to be the backbone of our transport system. So to that extent, we are very happy. We are very confident that we have carefully but quite comprehensively tabled a proposal that it will really be far-fetched if anyone was to look at the proposals we have made in any other manner except the way we are looking at them. And that's where our confidence level comes from. But let's have the capacity to await the outcome of the process.
All right. Well, thank you for letting us in on some of your thoughts on that so far, MEC. We'll have a conversation with you once we have the details of that. I also want to speak to you a little bit later on as we get towards Christmas as to what you are doing in terms of this effort to reduce road fatalities by 2030. Jacob Mamabolo is the MEC of Public Roads in Gauteng.
Joanne Joseph.
Really important story that the Citizen published over the weekend, and I thought